KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. Reload Love is a ministry that provides trauma relief, medical supplies, academic programs, and safe spaces, such as playgrounds for children victimized by terrorism. I'm joined in studio today by Jennifer Santiago. She is the co-founder and director of Reload Love, along with Kelly Bezedick. She is the production and marketing manager. Ladies, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
I see smiles on your face, but in the midst of, I mean, there's just difficult things going on. And I said to you before the program, I worry about this difficult ministry that you're in because you need God. You need to be able to see God doing some great things, and it sounds like He is doing great things.
He certainly is. It's like we were saying, one day it's super heavy, and you just hear tragedy after tragedy, and then the next minute we get a praise report, an aha moment, and a miracle, and God just protecting and providing and making a way.
We're going to be talking about Ukraine in just a minute, but before we do that, you had a big project. I think it started back in June, July, as there were just horrible things happening in Afghanistan as the American Armed Forces left that country. Tell us some good stuff happening with Afghanistan and your work there.
So that was in August. We were about to run a campaign actually for some children that were in a school situation at an IDP camp, which is internally displaced people. We were prepared to launch that on a Monday, and the Sunday before is when Kabul fell. So we reorganized and we started to change that campaign to actually help with immediate aid that was needed and to help with people relocating. So that was in August. And what we realized at that time was, okay, people are going to be relocating and getting out. They're going to need help when they get to America. So we did work with partners at that time to help people get out and get onto the bases. And then, as you know, Holloman Air Force Base was one of the main places where the refugees were coming, and they were staying there for a while in transition. And so those families, starting in probably about December, November through mid-February, all got off of the bases and were relocated into places in America. And so some of those families came to Albuquerque, and some went to Las Cruces, some to El Paso, some to other places. That's in our region, of course, some to other places in the States. And so our Love Bomb was to specifically raise money to help those families in their relocation.
So Love Bomb is about a 48-hour fundraising opportunity for people that know the vision of Reload Love, and they just come out, and it was literally an explosion.
Yes. An explosion of love, absolutely. It's a virtual fundraiser, and we do that here on the campus of Calvary as well when people are here locally, but it also happens all around the United States and even probably some donations from overseas virtually for those 48 hours.
Kelly and Jennifer, I want to ask you this question that's not on the list. People coming out of Afghanistan are people that have all kinds of different faiths.
Correct.
You have some agnostics, you have some Muslims, you have some Christians, and you're helping all of them.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Regardless of religion, tribe, nation, God has called us to love and to be the hands and feet of Jesus, and that is our heart. To meet them where they are at, and in that we'll be able to show the love of Jesus.
You know, in Philippians 2:1, the heading of the little chapter, which of course is something that the writers put in, not the original writers of the scripture, but it says, be like Christ. And verse 3 says, do nothing from selfish or empty conceit, mm-hmm. but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves.
That's right.
And I wish people that were outside of the church would see that the church is trying to love and extend help and do all kinds of different things. So there have been some good outcomes. Could you share a story of maybe a family that's been relocated and they're safe and have a place to stay now?
Yes. The first family that we helped, and this was whenever everything was still chaotic in Kabul, we got a phone call from a partner that was getting a family out. And so that was the first family that we were able to help get out and to a safe location in the States. We provided the transportation as well as the temporary housing. They call it lily pads, until they got to their final destination in the States. And so we covered their housing and just living expenses for the first 12 months of them resettling, getting acclimated. And it's really amazing because the, you know, as with Real Love, we focus on children impacted by terrorism. But as we know, they're usually attached to family. Of course, we help a lot of orphans as well. And so it's that ripple effect of it's not just the child, like Jesus says, let the little children come to me, but it helps the family as well, which then they get the experience of Jesus, the kindness, yes, and love of other people that believe in Jesus. So anyways, yeah, we helped them. The father is a hard worker, and so it was really hard for him to adjust of, like, not having a job, not something to do. And so they are working, the partners are working with teaching them English. The kids were put in school immediately, and just working on their skills so that he can get to work. And his desire really is to go back to Afghanistan and continue to help his people. But we provided bikes for the kids, and it was just a really, really great opportunity. That was the first family that we were able to help.
And so I want to appeal to our listeners. And we all know our listeners are very generous. They live generously. They listen to the station because they're looking for opportunities, not only being encouraged in their own hearts by all the great Bible teaching and things, but they also want to encourage people. They want to see God working through them. How can they help Reload Love?
Definitely with prayer.
Absolutely. We really do need a lot of prayer right now. We need it as staff people just for guidance, direction, wisdom, but then especially for the people that we're helping. And definitely ongoing prayer for the Afghan people that are relocating, and then for the Ukrainian people too that we'll talk more about. And in Burma as well.
Right.
Myanmar. There's a lot of intense stuff happening over there right now too.
And I think the thing too in that prayer is, so often, I think, again, as Americans, we get fixated on the story and the craziness of the war, or Kabul being taken over or whatever. And it's like a squirrel moment. We're on to something else. But we forget the impact is, it could be the rest of their life, the trauma, the emotional trauma that they have encountered. The family that I just spoke about, the wife, she was having a lot of PTSD trauma. She was having a hard time even communicating. And so, again, we'll talk about Ukraine, but when the war ends or when terror strikes, it doesn't end in that moment because it's not on the headline news. It is ongoing. And so praying for these children, praying for their families, praying for God to give us wisdom as an organization. But also, people can always donate to Reload Love because that's how we bring reinforcement to our partners on the ground in these locations.
And you have information available at reloadlove.com.
Yes.
I want to, most of us have top of mind right now, at least in terms of world affairs, the terrible war that's broken out in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. How are you helping people in Ukraine?
So with that right now, we got a call from a partner that helps children that are being with human trafficking. And so, again, because Real Love, our focus is our children, they...
Jennifer, I got to stop because my heart is just aching here. Are you telling me there are orphans in Ukraine,
mm-hmm,
that somebody's going to take advantage of and traffic them?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we need to all be on our knees, mm-hmm, and just pray that God would protect these kids and take care of these kids. And I didn't mean to interrupt, but
no.
I want people to understand, mm-hmm, this is stuff that we don't think about.
Right,
here.
Mm-hmm. Right. They're extremely vulnerable and the perfect candidates for the prowlers that are looking for innocent children and that nobody's watching or paying attention to. And so our partner contacted us and asked if we could help create a software. They had somebody creating the software. So we underwrote the software that tracked the children to each location out of harm's way and got them to safety. And so that was the first thing that we were able to do. We have also provided funding for 5 different centers for rent and utilities for a month. It's $12,000. But these 5 centers are housing orphans, children, and families. And we're also working with a partner who is literally going to hot spots. Some are armored vehicles, some are not, taking children, and if they have family, out of the hot spots and to safe spaces. And so literally he is rescuing 200 to 300 people a day since the war broke out.
And you need to make sure that after risking life and limb and that call that God's put on these partners on mm-hmm. their hearts, and you have to be covert about a lot
yes.
of this because they're in a war zone. You need to be able to take those kids and take them to safe haven mm-hmm. so that they know
right.
that their investment and risking life and limb was worth it.
Exactly. And it's a whole process and it's a team effort. And for us, we don't have a Reload Love team on the ground in Ukraine right now, but our partners that live there, this is their neighborhood. This is their community. These are their people. They have taken up the call to do this. This is, he has an organization, and then there's also different churches that we're partnering with in Ukraine. And it's amazing. Like Kelly has said it so many times, it's amazing, the Ukrainian people and their heart and their warrior mindset and willingness to put themselves in harm's way. And so that's what we're, again, it's ongoing. It's a huge, there's a huge need, but we're trying to raise $40,000 to $60,000 because efforts like these missions, there's so much involved from the transportation, the gas, the food, to then the safe space. A lot of these people, again, everything they owned was blown up.
It's gone.
So they just have the clothes on their back.
You have a unique way of raising money in addition to just taking donations, and that is you've developed some just beautiful jewelry pieces. You have a brand new one coming out that's just going to support the efforts in Ukraine. Tell us about that, Kelly.
Yes, that is going to be a really neat piece of jewelry. I don't want to describe it just yeah. yet. I want it okay. to be a surprise, but okay. people should be looking for it in the next few weeks. It's in production right now, and it's going to be really neat. And
well,
like
talk to us about the concept. I mean, you made bullets to beauty. Is that what mm-hmm. Lenya told me one time mm-hmm. when she was on the show? And she just had the idea that you could take spent bullet casings and turn them into jewelry. Yeah. And they are really beautiful.
Yes, they are. We work with a local casting company. We have a handful of volunteers here who help prep the spent bullet casings. And then we work with a local company to cast new pieces of jewelry, and
I've bought the cross,
yeah,
the brass cross. I've mm-hmm. bought a couple of three of those. I've bought a couple of the pendants that are the bullets with the primers in them.
Yeah,
yeah, and they're beautiful not just because they're attractive aesthetically, they're beautiful because they're reminding us that we are doing something to introduce people to Christ.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And to meet their physical needs.
Yeah.
To take care of their food and their medical and all of those different things. Yeah. All the things that Reload Love does. So the Love Bomb was a great success. Now I think I have to say this is funny because you have on your website, how do you join the Lovement? Both of you are too young to remember the Jesus movement. But this sounds like the Jesus movement to me.
Just barely too young. it's really easy. There's so many ways you can join. It's really just investing your heart. And I would say the first thing would be you can join our social media. Follow us at iReloadLove, either on Facebook or Instagram. And follow us there. Share our posts. Like our posts. You can buy jewelry to support. You can become a monthly donor. We call those people groundbreakers. And that comes with a discount on jewelry as well for monthly donors. You can make a one-time donation. And, of course, just use the power of your voice mm-hmm. to share about Reload Love. And that's one of the things about the jewelry mm-hmm. is it's often just a way to have, you know, start a conversation. What the jewelry comes from, what it supports, all of that kind of stuff. And that's what we're hoping as well with the new Ukraine piece of jewelry. I almost spilled the beans.
cool introduction to be able to share your faith and why you're helping people in all these foreign countries. Hey, before we take a break, I also want to remember some local things. I just learned this about Jennifer. You're from Ruidoso. People in Ruidoso, Las Vegas, Belen, New Mexico, I understand now the East Mountain areas outside of Albuquerque, facing fires and the tragedy of losing their homes and different things. Now, I think Americans are going to step up. I think the church is stepping up. There's all kinds of help coming. So I'm encouraging our listeners to pray. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, your family's safe and
thankfully
okay.
They are. They're safe, but so many homes have been lost. It's really sad because the businesses were finally recovering from 2020, and shops were opening up, and people were coming. You know, it's a tourist town, and this is a great time. People are coming out for the spring, the warmer weather, the races, and they're shut down. I don't know how many days it was that they were without electricity. So much food was lost, the restaurants. So definitely pray. It's a huge loss for the community.
Amen. Jennifer Santiago is the co-founder and director of Reload Love. Kelly Bezadek is the production and marketing manager. We'll be back with another 15-minute segment with them. I hope you'll stay with us and think about how you might be part of Reload Love. We'll be right back.
John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive.
I have towed many vehicles in for repair, with the customer stating the car just stalled while I was driving. After diagnosing it, I've had to make that phone call many times and state to the customer, you're out of gas and you need to refuel. Many Christians are like that. They need to be refueling daily with God's word in order to keep themselves moving forward and to have the mind of Christ. Dwight L. Moody was once asked why he urged Christians to be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit. He replied, I need continuous infilling because I leak. What gauge do you use in your life to know if you're running on empty of the infilling of God's Spirit?
Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300 or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, John Chitwood at Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT 88.3 FM.
The rule for getting out of credit card debt is simple. Stop charging and start paying it off. Hi, I'm Rob West with another MoneyWise Minute. But like so many things in life, simple isn't always easy. If you're $10,000 in debt, how do you pay it off? First, call your card issuer and simply ask for a lower interest rate. Sometimes that actually works. Next, start paying more than the minimum on your card or cards. Using the snowball method, put as much as you can above the minimum on the card with the lowest balance. When that's paid off, go on to the next lowest. If you follow the rule, stop using the card and pay more than the minimum, you'll be well on your way to paying off your credit card debt. If you need some extra help, check with our friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use MoneyWise app. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store or learn more at MoneyWise.org.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. We are in studio with Jennifer and Kelly. They're with Reload Love. And again, I can't get this out of my mind. The Lovement. They want you to join the Lovement. So we sound like we're from the Jesus movement in the early 70s, right? But, a love bomb, jewelry made from spent bullet casings. I mean, you're working and trying to take care of children in areas affected by terrorism. These are scary places. This is not like going across the street to the park where kids are using drugs and different things. That's an important ministry, but it's not. Bullets aren't flying.
Yes.
Well, I guess sometimes in Albuquerque, they are. I didn't mean to say that, but we all need to work together to improve every place that we live, including around the world. That's Jen, right. Can you give us a little history about Reload Love?
Sure. So, the vision came to Lenya Heitzik in 2013. She knew my heart for outreach, global outreach. And so she decided to join me and commit to prayer of how God would use the women's ministry at Calvary to do more than just 1 month little things here and there. Not little, but smaller efforts, I guess I should say. And so through lots of time and prayer,
so somebody came up with an idea that we're going to go into a foreign country where there's terrorists. No, and I mean, I don't mean that comically. That's really what you decided.
Right. Well, and I think with everything that was going on in Iraq at the time in 2013, 2014, and then she loves jewelry. She was kind of just researching different things. And then this aha moment of the combination of terrorism, children, and bullets. And so our adjective is redeeming, redemption, and how God can take something that man meant for evil. No, we're not against bullets, guns, or any of that, but when it's used for harm against innocent lives, then there's a problem because bullets and babies don't mix.
But you've also built playgrounds.
Yes.
Where there are tribal mm-hmm. warfare going on.
Yes. Yes.
And both tribes are sending their kids to play there.
I know. It's amazing. It's been a bridge. And oftentimes people think, like, playgrounds, I don't get it. Aren't they hungry? Don't they need food or clothing? But the beauty of playgrounds is it is a bridge that has done just what you said. But it also is a piece of creating normalcy and healing from the trauma that the children and their families have experienced. And so it becomes a community. It's more than just a playground, how we think of playgrounds here in America, where there's a playground around every corner. Whereas for them, it's the bright thing. It's the solid thing, because everything else around them has been blown up. And it creates a sense of normalcy for healing and community for them to come together. So we've built 48 playgrounds in a variety of locations. We've reached 16 countries, and we started in Burma and Cambodia and Thailand, and God has just given us opportunity with partners in various locations. And God gave the idea, and we just feel like we're constantly just like holding on. Okay, Lord, now we're going this way. Now we're going that way. And he just opens the door. We don't know how it happens other than him allowing it to happen, connecting us with others.
Kelly, let's go back to some of these Afghan families. There are multiple families living in New Mexico, mm-hmm. and you have teams with Reload Love that are providing assistance?
So locally in Albuquerque, we have two teams, one that's trained, one's that's beginning their training, and another one that's just about to begin their training. And they will be partnered with a family that's been relocated here in Albuquerque. So those are Reload Love care teams, but they are a member of the members of those teams are from Calvary, as Calvary is our church that we're birthed out of. And so they will come alongside and just become a family.
But this ministry is separate from Calvary. You just have a lot of people from Calvary involved, right?
Well, Reload Love is a ministry of Calvary, Albuquerque.
Okay.
And so right now we'll be working with those three families, and they'll come alongside. They'll help them kind of just integrate into the community. So they'll be helping with English language acquisition, could be something like driving lessons, learning how to use the computer, all just kind of the basics of where's the grocery store, how to get there, job searching. So they'll be helping them integrate into the community. And then we've also been able to financially support 8 more families in southern New Mexico through one of our other partners that's helping relocate those families. So that's been a real blessing, too.
You know, I really wonder what the cultural impacts are. I think New Mexico is so diverse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have so many different communities and ethnicities, this might be the best place for someone from Afghanistan to come,
mm-hmm.
because we can handle it.
Yes.
You know, is Afghanistan desert terrain?
Yes, it looks very similar to
it really
New Mexico.
Looks like Albuquerque. Yeah, northern New Mexico.
Uh-huh. And the different weather, the different seasons are similar, the heat, the cold. There is a very large Afghan community here in Albuquerque we learned about. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it's going to be a pretty smooth transition.
So let's do something fun. We'll talk about Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about jewelry. Those kind of go together.
Yes. So we have quite a few items on sale on the website right now. So this is a perfect time to get some great jewelry for your mom or, some, you know, your grandma,
the mother figure in
your life. Yeah, mother figure in your life, your sister who's a mom, anybody. It's a great time. And even if you just want to shop for other things, too. Graduation, birthdays, blah, blah, blah. Now's a good time to do it because there are a lot of things on sale. And like I said, be keeping your eyes open for that piece of Ukraine jewelry.
It's funny what you said because my children, they all love their mom. I have five of them. But they also love their Auntie Amy because she was really integral. So they always do something for her for Mother's Day, even though she's not a mom.
Yeah, nice. That's right.
But she supported them and loved them. And
that's great.
Was
that's
with sweet. Them all the time.
That's great.
What's the contact information for Reload Love if somebody wants to get in touch with you?
Our website is reloadlove.com, and you can just go on there and get all of our contact information. And then, like I said, social media is a great place to follow us, and that's at iReloadLove on Instagram and Facebook. Mm-hmm.
And for the Ukraine effort, people can donate at reloadlove.com/Ukraine.
Ukraine. And that's just going to grow.
Yes.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of these wars where literally Putin could say, okay, I'm going to stop. And it'd be over.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, I didn't think about that in Afghanistan because I don't really understand the tribal warfare and all the things that are going on there. But, you know, literally we should pray.
Yes.
That Putin just says, okay, enough. Shouldn't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. Even if he doesn't change his mind, just stop.
Right. Yeah.
That would be enough to get some healing and get some other things done. Mm-hmm. One more time, we need to pray for your team.
Yes.
You've got people caring for refugees right now, your care teams. Do you use volunteers or anything like that? Can people join you in that way?
The local teams are made of volunteers. They're attendants of Calvary Albuquerque Church. There are other ways for people to volunteer. We have a few people that help with prepping bullets, and we always – if
to make jewelry, we need to.
Yes, excuse me.
That.
That's all right. But primarily, most of the people are from Calvary Church. But if people are interested in volunteering, they can give me a call. We could see if there's a way to plug them in.
Jennifer and Kelly, thank you all for joining us today. And we'll check in with you here in the next 5 or 6 weeks and
Sounds
see how
great.
Things are going.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.